Good morning. Our scripture reading comes from Mark 6, 1 through 13. He left that place and came into his hometown, and his disciples followed him. On the Sabbath, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astounded. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What is this wisdom he has been given to him? What deeds of power are being done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Then Jesus said to them, "Prophets are not without honor, except in their hometown, and among their own kin, and in their house. And he could go do no deed or power there, except that he had laid his hands on a few sick people and cured them. And he was amazed at their unbelief. Then he went among the village teaching. He called the 12 and began to send them out two by two, and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He ordered them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not to put on two tunics. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave the place. If any place will not welcome you and they refuse to hear you, as you leave, shake off the dust that is at your feet as a testimony against them." So they went out and proclaimed they all should repent. They cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Grateful to my brother in Christ for sharing those words of truth that can be trusted. Would you please join with me in an attitude of prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We are grateful that it is alive, that it is vibrant. It's living right now. Thank you for your touch upon us, and may we receive the blessing of your holy living scripture in its fullest for our lives, for our journey. It's in the name of our Savior that we pray. Amen. You know, as I was driving up to church this morning and I drove past our new sign out front, looks great, doesn't it? Al and Ray did a phenomenal job on that. Thanks, guys. Appreciate that. Very clear. Very nice. I was thinking about signs that they had back east, because, you know, I came from back east. People kind of say back east like it's just a whole conglomerate of whatever back there, but it was Pennsylvania. And it was those church signs there that you unlocked the glass and you swung it open, and then you had to pick off the letters one by one. But there's a thing called snow and ice back there also. I don't know if any of you have ever heard of that. And sometimes it freezes the locks. And sometimes, you know, you're pulling on the sign and you get your leg up and you want to go like this, and it's really testing your faith and challenging your walk as a Christian. And then you finally get the door swung open, and the wind takes it and slams it open, and letters fall down in the snow, and you just want to close it and go back in the church and forget it all happened. Sounds wonderful, doesn't it? Those exciting parts of ministry. Yeah! Wonderful stuff that you got to do every once in a while. And then there are the other times of challenge that really are challenges. Whenever you seek to bring a word of grace and it's not received. When you seek to be a channel of God, that's all you're trying to do. You've really humbled yourself and put it all on God and said, "Lord, it is your message, it's not mine." And even after all that preparation and prayer and getting ready and truly opening yourself for God to flow through you, it's still not received by the people that God puts you in front of. That, my friends, is a real challenge to ministry. But you see, that also translates this morning. Because I'm not just talking about the people who are standing up here that maybe wonder if they're talking to anyone or anybody's receiving the message. or if they're just talking, throwing words out into thin air. I'm talking about each and every one of us who's had the experience of going out, stepping out in faith, putting ourselves out there, and not being received, or feeling as though we're not being heard whenever we share the good news. Anybody have that experience? Or does everybody you talk to really get excited about it? The person you start chatting with in the line at Fry's, yeah, I want to learn more. Or do they kind of turn your back and pretend like they like leave their grapes because they just want to get away from you? This, my friends, is a word of hope for us to realize that it doesn't matter what the response is. All that matters is that we are following the will of God. Did you hear that? Doesn't matter what the response is from the person that we share with. Doesn't matter. All that matters is that we are following the will of God. You never know how the seeds that are planted are going to grow and come to fruition. You never know how it's going to make an impact, or how the name of Jesus is in that life that you've been teaching and working in is going to become powerful. I was talking to a dad just recently, and he shared with me, they come to church here, and his son obviously is here and is learning about Jesus, and his son has learned something, that whenever he gets in trouble, little boy, he starts singing, Jesus Loves Me, because he thinks that's going to help him out around the house. He starts singing, Jesus Loves Me. So you never know. You know, if you're in trouble, maybe, or some, you know, you've gotten somebody mad, just start doing that. Just try it out. Jesus loves me. Okay, and then if you wake up on the floor and you're staring up at the ceiling, then you know it wasn't well received. For us, we have an example of someone who was not received well. We read about it, or we heard about it. You followed along in the scripture, so you read, but you heard our brother in Christ share it. Jesus himself was not received. What's interesting here is that there is a big lead up. Jesus is on a roll going back into Nazareth. He is on a roll. He's healing people. He's stilling the waters, the storms. So in other words, he's at work in nature, calming storms there. He's calming the storms of demon possession inside of people. He's healing people. And he comes back into his own hometown, and he is on a roll. And the disciples must be really pumped up because they're thinking, okay, finally, yeah. Finally, JC is going to kick some butt and take some names. Yeah, this is what we've been waiting for. Come on, JC, do it. Do it, do it. Starts preaching, starts teaching, and people are amazed. But as it happens sometimes in groupthink mentality, the amazement turns to, well, now hold it. Wasn't this that little kid that was a carpenter's assistant? Then wasn't he the one that repaired our furniture? Yeah, and isn't his family still here? And yeah, his brothers, sisters. I mean, we know them. They're not that special. And you know, who does he think he is anyways? You see, that transition from amazement to being so stymied by our own limitations that we don't receive the blessing of God right in front of us. It's sad, isn't it? God's wanting to bless us. God's doing it. God's working right in front of us, right in our midst. And our own limitations, our own bias, our own bigotry, our own limitedness keeps it from being the full blessing and manifestation of God's Holy Spirit filling us, washing through us, and strengthening us for the journey ahead. And what does it say also in the Word, in the living Word? Because of their unbelief, he really couldn't do a whole lot more. Because of their unbelief, the Savior of the world, the promised and delivered Messiah, our namesake, couldn't do a whole lot more. This, my friends, is a warning to the church. Whenever we stop believing in miracles, whenever we stop believing in healings, whenever we stop believing in a God that nothing can separate us from, then our limited faith really quells the working of God in this place and in our lives. Do you understand that? We must trust completely, fully, with abandon, and step forward. Not already making a list of things that could go wrong, but rather being open to the things that can go right. Jesus, you see, wasn't stopped by this. What happens? An amazing thing, actually. Out of a real time of challenge, a real time of discouragement, he was even amazed at their unbelief. In verse 6, it says that specifically. Jesus was amazed. Even coming out of this, he sends out disciples. He sends out apostles. He sends people out. He doesn't let the unbelief of individuals stop him from following the will of his heavenly Father. He doesn't let the unbelief of those who have heard what he had to say stop the will of the heavenly Father. We are to do the same. We are to step forward. Somebody doesn't receive the love that we have to offer, the love that God has filled us with, we continue. Somebody has not received what God has filled us with, a word of encouragement, we continue to step forward. We don't stop, in fact, and we just continue to follow God's will and God's plan, not our agenda. Not saying, well, if this person responds in this way, then good, another soul won for the kingdom. It's not about our work anyways, it's about God working, isn't it? It's not dependent, the kingdom of God is not dependent on any of us. And yet, we are called to be part of that. And called to be part of the mission and the ministry nonetheless. You know, we think about the ways in which God works and the ways in which God speaks to us. We might not feel like we're a very worthy channel. Well, we're not a worthy channel, but we're a love channel of grace. And God wants to use us. You shouldn't be surprised by this truth, that God is using you and speaking through you. I just want to lay that out there, whether you believe it or not. At our annual conference, which just concluded over in Glendale, there was a particularly touching moment for me. There was excellent preaching, wonderful worship, outstanding music, proclamation, praise, celebration, and yet the thing that struck me most was a man from the Justice Center. It's a homeless shelter. It's a homeless ministry bringing people out of homelessness into a life where they have a place to live, they have employment, they gain self-worth, and it's all done in the name of Jesus Christ. And this man stood up there in one of the worship services, and, you know, there can be kind of a lot of pomp and circumstance in these services, and, you know, you have the most eloquent speakers, and you have this and that going on, and you have wonderful worship leaders and such, and there was this man who stood up, and in this haunting kind of language that he had, a particular kind of broken English, if you will, proclaimed the gospel message. And his mannerisms were kind of herky-jerky, and his voice wasn't really particularly that strong. And yet, that was a channel of God's grace. And that, amidst all of the other things that were going on in that particular worship service, was something that grabbed me. And it held my attention. Wasn't the most eloquent speaker I've ever heard, but he was one of the more powerful ones. Are you completely equipped for what God is going to call you to do? Probably not, but God's still at work in you. Are you ready to share the good news? Absolutely. If you have a story about how God has worked in your life through Jesus and by His Holy Spirit, then you have something to share, something that the world needs to hear. Our namesake, our Savior Himself, in this scripture passage, was someone that faced discouragement and people didn't necessarily want to listen to Him, was not even received. So know that when that happens to you, you're in good company. But you're still called to be faithful and follow God's will and step out and be willing to just follow that leading of God. Sometimes it's a still, small voice in your head saying, keep going. Sometimes it's a bigger message. Sometimes it's somebody that God has placed right in front of you, in your eyesight, in your line of vision. God is calling each of us here, each and every person in this building right now, to be His disciples, to share a word of good news, to share love.